Some things just stick in your memory, don't they? I remember hearing someone whose name I cannot remember telling a story. He was an itinerant preacher about what it was like when he went abroad, taking his suitcases with him, leaving the children and the family behind, sometimes for several weeks at a time. And of course, when he came back, the children would come and meet him, and the thing they wanted to know was what was in the suitcases. The suitcases, the suitcases. And he said he couldn't get out of the airport where the suitcases had to be opened to see what gifts he brought from abroad for the children. That was all they were interested in. And then he goes on to say that as the children got older and matured and still met him at the airport, they weren't interested in the suitcases and what he had to give them, but in him himself. And I just sat here this morning thinking to myself, when I was a new Christian, it was knowledge of him I wanted. I wanted to know about him, wanted to read about him, wanted to see what other people said about him. My opinions were all secondhand because I got them from somebody else's experience. They were gifts in the suitcases. But now, it's him I want. I don't want what he can give me. I want him. I want to know him. I want to love him. I want to worship him. I want to stand in his presence. I want to absorb him into my very persona so that he becomes so much a living part of me that it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. How's it working out for you this day?